Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part one today, we're welcoming in our new friend, Kathy Brock. She is joining us to talk about Bobby Sox's event and let everybody know what this is in case you haven't heard of it already. It's the 8th annual campaign that's going on. So, Kathy, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate the time. I know, like many of our listeners out there, this is an event that I have seen, and whether it's the Facebook post or some other things around town that I've heard about or just talking to people about the event. It's an interesting event, a meaningful event, and a fun event. But we haven't gotten to talk to you before. So if you don't mind, Kathy, before we dive too much into the event, the details and logistics of it, could you tell us a little bit of where this event started and how you got to be a part of it?
Absolutely. Sometimes I think it's the best kept secret, and the next time it's like, well, everyone knows about it. So I'm really fortunate to be here today. So this is about my son, Bob. That's how it was born. He had an accident 9 years ago, and while we're at his funeral, these people were coming up to us that we didn't know. And they would say, we are so grateful for your son because our kids have snow pants, our kids have boots, underwear, those kinds of things. And the first person who did it were like, oh, cool. And then there were more. And then there were more. I mean, there were people. We have new friends, lots of new friends. Yeah. So talk about a situation that just warmed our heart. That probably left us speechless on some of those meetings. So that's really how it started, is that event. And it grew from there because then I was at a vendor event that I was doing with a group of people 3 months later. And when we all finished, those people all walked up to me and handed me their profits and said, do what Bob would have done. So there's another speechless moment as I stood there going, wow, how awesome is this? And Bobby Sox was born that evening.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathy. For the audience out there, I handed over some tissues for Kathy here. I may need to take those back, Kathy. I may need some of those myself. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that. Two notes real quick, researching this and hearing about this event over the years, that I finally have the opportunity to tell the people, you know, doing the event and everything that I've wanted to. For one, I came from this background where we didn't always have snow pants or gloves or some of these things. And I know I know very well what it means to get those kind of items, what a difference that can make in a child's life and a parent's life. You know, while they may not be using the items, we all know as parents what it feels like when our kids are a little covered, when our kids are a little taken care of and everything, whether it's us doing it or help, it just matters that the kid is taken care of.
Right.
I was actually just talking about this with Terry from the United Way a little bit earlier. One of my favorite things in life, the older I get, is our ability as human beings to find silver linings and to find positives in even the harshest and darkest moments. Every person out there can relate to that. But not everybody is able to take that moment and turn it into something like this. I'm also reminded of our friends at Bluegrass on the Lake and some of these kind of events that we have in this area that we cherish and we promote and support so much, where, again, tragedy leads to beauty. Tragedy leads to doing beautiful things in this world and more kindness in this world and more empathy in this world that I don't believe anybody out there is looking for less of. We all know we could use more of these things. So before we get too into the weeds or any of that with this event, I got to tell you right away, to you, everybody that's been a part of this event, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your son, your love for him with our community, and for using that for something good. It's one of the most remarkable things a human being can do, and we appreciate it. Want to get into the event itself. Oh, did you have something? I'm sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I don't have any more. It's okay. Just, like you said, you take a situation and you say, how can I move forward with this? Mm-hmm. How can I create a comfort for somebody else when you go through things like this?
And, you know, not that it's the intention, sure. But when you do these kind of things, and again, I've talked to the Bluegrass at the Lake people about this and stuff too, or even the Dove's Nest family. When it comes to these kind of things, you're giving other people out there a blueprint. You're giving people out there a bit of an outline. There is, while there are billions of books out there how to get over grieving or any of these things, it's a case-by-case basis, and all the data helps. So you just don't know, while we're doing this event, we're helping out kids and everything, you could also be helping out people out there who are struggling, who are hurting, and hearing this and seeing what you were able to do and your family were able to do with this tragedy, this moment, and hopefully, you know, getting a little bit of an idea of what they could do or how they can get through things too. It has so many layers to it.
It does. And you triggered a memory as you talked about children who don't have things. I can relate to having to put the bread bags in my boots back when and then.
I remember that.
Right. So when you see that meme out there, you're going, hey, that's me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to say that Bob had to go through that, but he knew where to fill a void. And what was fascinating about it is he wouldn't show up for events sometimes with our family, and he'd say, I have to work overtime. He did not have to work overtime. He chose to work overtime to take these monies to help children.
Yeah.
And we go into kids, adults, everybody. And one of the things where Bobby Sox was born is you can get a lot of things at St. Vinny's or Goodwill, but nobody wants used socks and underwear, right? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. We're like, let's grab that and go. And this past year, we've had a big need for t-shirts and onesies even. We've expanded a little bit more. Oh. Now, I can't have a store, mm-hmm. so I keep it with those things that really make a difference in somebody's life.
Let's touch on the event itself and let everybody know more about the details of this. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. The Bobby Sox event will be Thursday, April 24th from 5 to 8. And this is taking place in Marshfield.
It is. We're having it at the American Legion Post, which is down on South Maple Avenue in Marshfield. And when somebody stops with a pack of socks, underwear, onesie, or t-shirts at the door, they get a ticket for door prizes. We give those out every 15 minutes through the night. And then there will be raffles and there will be auction items. This year, we're going to have a gift certificate wheel that we're spinning. So we make it fun. We do have music. There is a cash bar there also.
It sounds like a really fun event. I like the spin on that, no pun intended, with some of that. That's great. I've talked about this with almost every one of our events or nonprofits out there. I'm pretty sure in the state of Wisconsin, you can't do this without a raffle. So good on you guys. You got the raffle part covered. We know how much our audience and people love those. A 50-50 is also a part of that, it looks like.
It is.
One of the things that really caught my eye was this auction table. That sounds really interesting. So you're just selling a table or no? I'm joking, yeah. Kathy.
I'm giving away everyone's table there.
Nicely done. What does that entail?
So as people donate items, what I do is we go through and qualify what'll fit in the auction. You know, that might be $80 and under kind of thing, and anything over that will fall on the auction table. And you never know until about the week before how big these items are. Just recently, we got a beautiful flag that somebody made in their shop, wood shop, and it's painted, you know, with the stars of the 13 colonies.
Oh,
so that's
cool.
Fun. We'll have another flag that's coming, maybe a bistro set, lots of fun things.
So really great, and certainly something that almost anybody out there listening is going to want to get in on or something. That's very cool part of this. I also see that you're going to have a cash bar. Want to let everybody know about that. So make sure that if you wanted to make use of that, you've got cash on you and everything. Yeah. And I see that there's live music.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a surprise group this year.
Cool.
Last year we had a one person and that went great. This year we're going a little bit bigger. So
nice.
You got to show up to see this group.
Oh, you're good at this, Kathy. Nicely done. Yeah. We do know, whether you know the artist or not, we know how much music really helps with these events. And it's one other quick thing I want to mention before I get too into that. Vendors will be down there as well, it looks like.
We will have some vendors.
Yeah.
Because of this amazing band we have this year, space changes for us.
Mm.
So we're not going to have 15 vendors. We're going to have a couple of the favorites come in.
Good.
You know, you always hear, is so-and-so coming back? We mm-hmm. are having them back. We will have the chocolate lady.
Ah, nice.
Who doesn't love chocolate?
Yes.
We will have the greeting card lady for sure. So be sure to see them.
Wonderful. Especially to be able to, a consistent thing for people that have been coming to the event for many years. So with that, with the live music, the vendors, you know, so many of these things, this event is a wonderful event to bring, you know, these items to people that need them and to honor a great human being. Along with that, though, you're able to give an opportunity to vendors that they don't always have and help them, you know, be able to make some more income, having live music down there and giving this band another opportunity to perform and be in front of people. This is the layers I'm talking about with events like this and the importance of them and going to them and supporting them. You are supporting the Bobby Sox event. That is first and foremost. And you are helping with those things. But along with that, you're able to buy some things at a vendor maybe and help them out, help an independent business, help a part of our ag industry possibly. With the live music, you're supporting the local arts. You're supporting a local industry and having fun at the same time. All of this and having fun. It's the definition of a win-win situation. And we love highlighting that and mentioning that whenever we have a chance. So along with all these great things and a great time, you're going to be able to do that. I did want to make sure to give some time to some of the sponsors, some of the people that have been a part of this and helping out with it, Kathy.
Yeah. And I think win-win is important when we talk about community.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's giving those vendors that extra chance, the band will be just fine.
Yeah.
They really will be. And I'm so excited for people to get there and see who it is.
I wish the audience could see the big old Cheshire Cat smile on Kathy's face. She knows something.
I know something. Yeah. But let me share just, you know, when we talk about the Central Wisconsin area and where these donations go, they definitely are private. People find out about us by somebody else we've helped. We go into our Super Socks, especially around the holidays. You know, and I don't care if they use it for a gift for their child. That child doesn't care at that point. They're just ecstatic to have socks, underwear, whatever. Mm-hmm. We are open to helping families at Head Start. We are in our churches. We are in the Hannah House, the Ronald McDonald House in Marshfield. We have taken things to St. Vinny's when they are needing, again, things that are not used already. Mm-hmm. Shelters that have heard of us, they will come in and say, you know, how can you help us with this new family that came in? And that's where the monies come in. When we make the monies off the raffles and the auction, it's being able to go out and say, what else do we need? Shirley's House of Hope and the schools. So I have a lot of friends that are teachers. They're in that environment and the counselors. And I was so unaware. Obviously, Bob knew something we didn't know. But so unaware that children are wearing socks and underwear day after day after day. I did not know that some children even have to take their showers at school. I was so unaware of what is going on out there. So I can't imagine what that's like, fortunately. But children are going through that. And if we can just make small changes, that little girl gets her frozen underwear, you know, with her little favorite character on it. Or the kid gets the train. I don't care what it is. You know, it could have nothing on it. But imagine how that would change their day at school by being able to have the shower and some clean clothes. So within the school, I always embrace those teachers and say, reach out to me. If that parent needs me to hang something on my doorstep, they can swing by and pick it up. I don't need to know a name. Mm-hmm. I just want to help. And that's the same with the family. You know, we just want to help.
It's a nice reminder, and thank you again, Kathy, for all of that and all of this. It's a nice reminder that this is an event. While the event is Thursday, April 24th, it's coming up. Year-round, you can add to the Bobby Sox Foundation. You can be a part of that. Year-round, you can drop off items and everything, correct?
Right. Yeah. We do get cash donations throughout mm-hmm. the year. Mm-hmm. Just saying, I know you guys probably are looking for a little extra. Yeah. And then, reaching out to me and saying, hey, what do you need in your closet? Yeah. You know, just dropping off a box load of something if we already have it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say no, but I'm going to say, give me that call first, mm-hmm. you know, and find out what is it you need.
You know, one of the things in doing some homework on the event and even talking with some of our community members out there that have attended the event and everything, there's been a lot of things that you've touched on today, but some other stuff too. I saw a note, you've helped over 800 families already with this event. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's remarkable, Kathy. That's remarkable.
It is. And I visualize faces when I do things. I see these faces and these grins and just a happy heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Yeah. And as a reminder to everybody out there, I was talking with Kathy in our pregame, and it does sound like that we got enough hands on deck, we got enough people, but we are reaching out to any sponsors, any businesses out there that would still like to be a part of the event, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we're always looking for how can we help you too. So if you're looking to have your business recognized and be associated with us, you can participate with a raffle item. We're looking for gift cards for our spinning wheel this year.
Well, that's
so
cool.
Definitely reach out to me if it's something you'd like to be part of.
And this is something that I touch on whenever I have an opportunity, because I'm a big believer in it's not enough to say something, you have to back it up with action. And we have a mantra around here, buy local, support local. Part of how we back that up is talking about events like this, but also reminding our audience that this is, again, win-win situation. This is an opportunity to support your local nonprofit, to be a part of things. And if you're a business out there, you know that you have a budget for marketing, for promotions. And it's not always easy, especially for mom and pop businesses out there, to where are you going to market? Where are you going to spend things? Let me tell you, as somebody 20 plus years in this industry, even longer than that, I've been working and had friends in marketing and in sales and all that. You can't put a price on good PR. There is no price tag on that. You can't, associating yourself with events like this, not only does it get seen by eyeballs and it may not be seen by otherwise, and you may get new consumers that way, but no matter what, whether you got that person already has been at your establishment or not, they're associating your name with a nonprofit. They're seeing that you're putting into your community, that you're buying local, supporting local. And the more we have of that, of our businesses, the more that those businesses flourish. You don't even have to take my word for it. Ask any business that has worked with us or the United Way or any of the nonprofits we have in this area or any of the events we have in this area. I only say what I can back up, everybody. And this one, it's right there for you. So if you are a business, you're hearing this and you're like, man, that event sounds amazing. I want to be a part of that. Reach out to Kathy, find out how you can be, and go ahead and go forward with that. Because again, whatever you're spending on your budget for PR or any of those things, marketing, all this, you can double it, you can triple it with these kind of events. And that is not just me an opinion. There's stats and there's plenty of facts to back that up, and any good advertiser will tell you that. I cannot encourage you enough to reach out to Kathy and find out more about this event. Kathy, was there anything else you wanted to touch on that we may not have gotten to?
Yeah, I want to share that we are on Facebook. And when you go on Facebook under Bobby Socks and you like that page, then if you decide to participate in any way, I make sure, along with my husband, dad, and five other siblings, as we share on Bobby Socks, and they grab those shares. So you think about all the people that this is hitting.
Yes.
So I want to make sure that one hand washes the other. When you say, I want to be part of this, and maybe it's a gift card, I make sure you're recognized on there, if you let me. We have some anonymous people, but if you let me, all that marketing goes out to all those people. And I agree, when you associate with good causes, it says something about your business too.
Five kids, did you say? So, Kathy, you're a warrior. You are amazing. That is awesome. And a great note. Thank you for the details. Thank you for that, because you're absolutely right. This is something I talk about a lot with Facebook pages and social media. You like the Bobby Socks event. You share it on your page. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't have otherwise. Think of that on a times six level, kind of thing. And that's where Kathy is going with that. So again, another thing, great opportunity to reach out to Kathy and find out more, find out how you can be a part of this amazing event. One more time, let's remind everybody to join us for Central Wisconsin's 8th annual. I don't know if I've even mentioned it was the 8th annual. I got to get that more in there more. 8th annual campaign for underwear and socks, the Bobby Socks event. Kathy, when is it coming up again?
It will be Thursday, April 24th from 5 to 8 at the American Legion in Marshfield. And the address is 2100 South Maple.
And Kathy, if people have been hearing this and they would like to be a part of it, whether they're a business or they're just an individual in the community, maybe they're not able to make the event live or anything, but they want to drop something off or any of the above, what is the best way to contact you?
Call me on my cell, 715-897-6571.
As Kathy mentioned the Facebook page, I want to remind you again, the Facebook page is another great way to maybe contact or to at least share some of these things that are going on, and certainly a great reminder of the event, which is again coming up at the end of the month, Thursday, April 24th, 5 to 8, over at American Legion Post 54. Shout out to the American Legion all over the state, and they host these events all the time, and we really appreciate them doing that. Talk about buying local, supporting local. They do that in tons. Kathy, thank you for the time. I do want to warn you, though, you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back next year. I want to come back and talk about the 9th annual and the 10th annual and all that. I want to make this a regular thing. I really do appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
I would love that.
Great. We'll see you soon. We'll talk again real
you.
Soon. And good luck with the event. Hopefully you'll be there. And we'll see you there.
I appreciate that.
Again, the Bobby Sox 8th annual event coming up Thursday, April 24th, 5 to 8, over at American Legion Post 54 in beautiful Marshfield. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.